The purple perp, the perp and purple paid the prostitute. It's a P joint. Yeah, I'm trying to do a P tongue twister for the perp.
The purple perp paid the prostitute. Piper picked the peck.
Yeah.
Peter Piper. Wait,
oh, you could do perp. Peter Piper picked the pepper? Okay, you do the purple perp, perp the perp. Yeah.
The purple perp paid the prostitute penny, pretty pennies, pound by pound.
Oh. Pretty pennies, pound by pound. I heard the sound in my basement.
Do you guys have you guys ever done lean?
No, I never done.
Never done it. No.
Any desire not, to?
Yeah.
That I want to do it, bro. Do you guys remember the Lil Wayne documentary?
No.
The Carter?
Yes, the one where he's like making the Carter in the hotels, like shirtless. There's like a tray of food service.
Yes, and he just drinks lean and he has a golden mic.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
So sick.
That was really like, it's crazy because he's, people are like, oh, I thought Lil Wayne only did one take. But he's in there chopping up, doing verses and being like, yo, we got to run this back again.
Yeah. He's definitely a master of his craft and knows what he's doing.
Dude, well, that the thing with lean is that you're right. The context we've seen it has only been cool.
It's been really cool.
But like,
not
cops
like meth.
Aren't drinking lean.
This is why we did this episode.
Yeah, it's a pro lean episode.
Pro slant episode.
It's a pro syrup episode.
this episode not for the kidneys, dog.
No, not for your kidneys. This is sponsored by Big Promethazine, Big Codeine,
the Zine.
I've seen people drink it, and they didn't look like they were having a great time after they. One guy threw up.
Oh.
It was at a party, and then another guy was just, you know, slowed down because it slows you down.
Yeah.
But, damn, it sounds cool in the cup.
The Jolly Rancher, too.
Yeah, it's jostling around.
Yeah.
It looks kind of fly, bro.
Yo, yeah, if you add candy to the mix, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
Lean keeping the styrofoam cup industry
styrofoam
I know.
Alive
They're
on its own.
Two. You get a double cup. It's two styrofoam. I'm just going to walk around with a bit of purple soda in a styrofoam cup, and everyone's gonna think I'm awesome.
I will say, when I was down in Georgia, I would do styrofoam water.
Yeah,
I would, like, buy a water,
bro.
And
the
then
South
get mad ice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The South is. It does sound nice, right?
It was a vibe.
It is a vibe, bro.
Yeah,
sweet tea out of a styrofoam cup is better than sweet tea out of any other receptacle.
Oh man, what's that? Bro. What's that drive-through place in Atlanta?
There's a few. Which one?
Not
which,
it's
describe,
not
describe
it's not
me.
Rallies.
Well, a dry fruit.
Mm-mm.
It's like
drive through.
Oh,
so Arab of you.
Yeah.
Fruit? Which drive
through?
Yeah, which drive through? My favorite mix is with the golden raisins.
Yeah.
Lean with golden raisins.
The sheik's lean. Dates in my lean.
Dates in my lean.
Oh my god,
is a banger.
Dates
bro.
In my lean. DJ
Dates
Khaled.
In my
what
oh
he
my
of.
God.
Dates in my lean is so hard.
You want a Ramadan banger?
Promethazine.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, a Jolly Rancher in your lean would taste good. A date in your lean would be so freaky.
Yeah, awesome. And it helps with digestion.
And it helps with a bit of fiber after your bit of lean.
I love that. That would be my vibe.
It's dates funny. In your lean is
yeah,
kind of so
in my
sick,
lean,
bro.
Dude.
Arab lean from Hamburger Helper.
Just add...
Yeah, the hamburger helper guy.
But that
like
shit might work because, you know, Atlanta, they really fuck with the Arab culture.
They do.
You know, they got
huge.
The hookah popping. And then
really
you're like,
big.
Bro, put dates in your lean.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this would fucking take over.
I think that, it's also like.
Probably save a lot of kidneys.
A lot of lives. I was going to say. The
I don't
amount
think
of
the
lives.
Jolly Ranchers is the one putting the kidneys in the grave.
Bro.
I think it's the company.
No. But the dates are amazing for you.
Yeah.
A lot of. No.
They cancel out.
Benefits.
I don't know if they're
the promethazine.
Cancel out.
I'm saying.
I mean, I'm
no
doctor.
I'm saying, you know. 10% less might fail.
Dude, this is a guy selling dates outside of a really cool guy party. Hey, if you guys want, cancel out the promethazine.
Yeah.
Get you some dates in there.
Oh, he really sells funny. Off of a camel.
Also, it's a health conscious city, so I do think you could get away with selling that with that as the
That's great.
The market value.
I think I might
switch it up, buddy.
Quit comedy and do this.
Do you guys ever think about, like, if you didn't do comedy, what careers you might actually have to do?
Yeah, or what you might fall off.
Yeah, but like, what are you asking? Like, do I have like, am I 20?
Yeah,
or am I 36? Because they're very different.
Oh, that's
answers.
A great question. True. Yeah, you're the age that you started at.
Oh, okay. So like into college.
Yes, you don't know what comedy is. Also, let's say that
you don't know what it is.
Yeah, but just
So you're stupid.
Wow. Or you just have no interest in it, I guess?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I feel like I would honestly get into, like, band instrument repair.
Yeah, you're a musician by trade. I feel
or
like you
bike
would
repair,
like tinkering
right?
with things. What's that?
Bike repair. Bike and music.
Bike and instrument
Yeah, bike
repair.
And instrument.
Damn, this
yeah,
guy's
you gotta
a real
combine
tinkerer,
shit.
Bro.
Yeah.
Real tinkerer.
Real Taylor the
just
tinkerer.
Do what?
Damn, this dude's tinkering.
It's like, yeah, you brought me a grand piano, but how'd you get here?
You know, this guy sounds like he would be the love interest in like a Hallmark rom-com where you live in like Iowa and then your high school girlfriend who went off to be like a finance girl comes back and then she comes to visit you in your piano repair shop. She's like, my husband Doug is up my ass. He wants me to come back to his holiday party. But my mom is sick. And you're like, I know. I've been helping her.
I'm fixing her clarinet.
Yeah. You're fixing her clarinet. And it's the one that, you know, she was using to become a famous musician, but now she's all old.
Oh, wow. Do we reunite in the end?
I think you and this girl, yeah, you're the one that wins.
I play clarinet outside of her, like, window.
Oh, and she's like, this is the song you used to ask me to prom.
Yeah.
Dude.
Fireflies by Owl City.
But it's off a clarinet, so it sounds like ass. Yeah, bro. Great archetype.
You're lucky you did comedy, dude.
Yeah, you'd be tinkering somewhere.
I'd be tinkering off
in Iowa.
Toonsville. Toonsville, Iowa.
Yeah, dude.
Man, and there's like a B scene happening where like her mom is dying.
Yeah.
She's like, you hear the heart monitor beeping.
Yeah.
Cuts back to me in the cul-de-sac playing the thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then the plug pulls. You hear the song ends. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she comes out. She comes out the door and she's like, fucking, I've been waiting for so long for this.
Wow. Yeah. And then check this out. At the funeral, you're there for her, and Doug is late, bro. And she's like, where the hell have you been? We just put my mom underground. And he's like, sorry, babe. We had a finance summit meeting. We're at a summit.
Doug hasn't learned his lesson.
No, she takes the ring off and throws it. And and then he looks at you like crazy, and you're like, I don't know. And then you win, bro, at the end of the rom-com. That'd be so hard.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, we do a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Of like a lean sponsored like song and dance.
Oh, what? I was picturing her coming to the store with you and helping you run it, but that's really crazy.
Yeah.
Just sneak lean into this Hallmark movie.
Nah, dude, there's no lean in Iowa, bro. You don't get that chance anymore.
No. Yeah, it's crooked.
Yeah.
It's crooked. Instead of calling it lean, they call it crooked.
Just mayonnaise with Zin.
Crooked is crazy. What would you do, man?
Yeah, Dottish, what would you do, man?
You know, at that point, I was kind of like gaming.
Yeah.
I was a producer. Right. And I really didn't want to do that stuff anymore. Because nobody wants to play video games for the rest of your life.
Mm. What?
Really? I feel like a lot of people would.
Yeah.
It just feels like a forced, you know, it's like, it's supposed to be like a place you go to have fun.
Yeah, oh, and then it becomes like a job.
Yeah.
Sure. I hear that.
In my dream life.
Yeah.
NBA referee for sure.
Ooh. Bro, I literally just pictured you in the gray.
Yeah.
You look so sick, bro.
Yeah, I would be
And bro, you know what? I bet you got a mean backpedal to you too.
Yeah, I got a good backpedal, dude. I could backpedal for like 15 minutes straight, dude.
I hear that. The only thing I worry about is you an avid smoker, so I wonder how hard that whistle gonna be, bro.
No, but also
you gotta be able to. You know what I mean? You gotta be able to scream into it.
But, soft yeah, whistles. I feel you on that. But also, it's like I got that edge to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure,
I'm,
sure.
I don't give a fuck what you talk about, LeBron.
You
know, you
would talk crazy,
yeah, I would talk crazy,
bro. You would get you fired.
That's a foul, D Mac. That's a foul.
Yeah, you right.
Oh, so sometimes he's agreeable. He's just
intense.
You're ready to meet the moment. It's funny.
Wow, you would be such a good NBA referee, bro.
You know what? If you could turn your whistle into a bowl,
oh,
take little puffs. On the foul
wow.
shots.
Wow. Like a whistle vape. Yeah. I would be the first.
Wow.
Whistle vape. Straight up Arab referee, dude.
And also, you're the first brown. I don't think we've had a brown. At least I feel like I would have heard about it somewhere. You'd be the first brown referee, right?
I don't know about that.
I think so.
Well, they got Shams reporting.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, sure. But on
dude,
the court.
I'm just picturing a bunch of little kids with fake mustaches emulating Danish in the crowd. they bring their whistles. They're Danish fans.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Yo,
definitely. And then I would be like, man, I'm too big for this game. I gotta go out to greener pastures. I gotta become a comedian.
I would just love you doing mics.
Yeah, all roads would
lead
to me fucking
being
it
at
up.
The pine box.
So
funny.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about refereeing?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Reading a notebook.
I would listen to NBA ref stories. I feel like they have thousands of really good stories.
Oh, probably
oh,
so
yeah.
crazy. Would you want to toss the ball up? The jump
oh,
balls
yeah.
feel like
you
a lot of pressure.
You gotta do jump. I mean, they practice, you know.
Yeah,
well, the reason those stories never come out is because they have so much nepotism.
What?
With like
what?
The next, you know, all
referees.
The NBA refs are like kids of other NBA refs.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that was
so
a
so it's like, that's why the stories don't come out because it's like, then your kid ain't getting that job, bitch. You know, you're out the game. And nobody wants to fuck up their bag for future generations. Yeah.
I didn't realize. I didn't realize.
Yeah, bro.
Old money.
I mean, shit. I made some of that up, but a lot of that is correct. I feel like, you know, a lot of it's just a hunch. I was speaking with more conviction than I should have, but still.
I'm going to look into this. Don't, well, first of all, don't come to this pod for facts.
This is a zero facts pro lean
no,
pod.
This is pro lean, pro fiction.
Pro fiction.
Pro fiction podcast. Don't even worry about the facts, my friend.
Shonik, what would you do?
I don't know. It's a fantastic question, bro. I think.
It's just like you were ready.
I don't know.
That's a fantastic. I could imagine you being. Well, no, you say yours first, and I'll say
no,
what
no,
I had.
Tell me, because I don't know.
I just for some reason my brain flashed to you like post game press conference. You like just played the game.
I've been watching Ryan Coogler interviews, and he'll say that.
What?
It'll be like. That's a fantastic question. Yeah.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, it was very. It's awesome. A very interview ready. Like I'm ready to answer your question.
Yeah, it's a fantastic question, guys. And hey, how's your kids doing? He's good at the post. Good. I don't know. I think maybe I would be like. Maybe something with food. Maybe I'd try and be like a food truck guy.
Whoa, oh, yeah. Like Chef, like that movie Chef?
Yeah, yeah. Like Chef.
Oh.
With John Favreau.
And I would make pasta for Scarlett Johansson, and she would be impressed by my excessive use of parsley.
But you would have to put some, like, tikka pasta or something like that.
I think what it would be sick would be Indian-Mexican food truck, bro.
Indo-Mexican?
Yeah, and certainly that combo's out there, but not everywhere. It could be
dude,
to do something like that.
I just watched this CNBC thing about some white dude moving to India and he created California
burrito.
Yeah.
I heard about this.
Did you see this?
I haven't seen the whole thing.
Bro, he just like, 13 years ago, he moved over there. He's like, bro, they don't got good. They only have Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's open season.
Mexican food was.
See, this is how I felt about chocolate pretzels in Egypt. Remember I told you about this?
Yeah.
I should just move over there and just open a chocolate pretzel spot, bro.
100%.
To
I'd be way more successful.
The first guy to do something successful somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Mexican food, foolproof food. It's all awesome. People love it. Yeah. And you're the first Mexican food guy in Mongolia, bro.
Yo.
$1 gazillion and
but
more.
You know why that works? Because people are doing that in like economies that don't trade as high currency wise. Mm. So people not chasing that bet. It's like you playing in the G League.
You really love the game.
Sure, hey, you ain't create no Mexican food in America.
Yeah, right, totally.
The home of the Brave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the quesarito.
Ever heard of the Brave, dog?
That's this place. That's us.
That's us. We are brave.
That's true. You got to be real. You got to be different.
I like that. Shonik, you could open an Indo-Mexican food truck in Mongolia.
Yeah, you would fucking kill it.
You would crush that.
You know what, actually, what I would want to do, bro? Yeah. I would want to run... a sweets shop, and I would be on TikTok like crazy. I would be doing sensual videos where I'm busting open the chocolate and stuff to the camera. I would just be being I'll be like a weird TikTok guy.
Yeah,
like you would be on live for like.
Or it would just be like sitar music, and I'd just be like breaking open my Reese's. Doing that with Eminem. I would just be like such a weirdo that you're like, okay, I gotta go check this guy's candy shop out.
I know a dude who does that. He does the like people walk by and he'll call from the balcony and be like, yo, what you want to eat?
Sure.
Joe? Yeah, he's cool as fuck, bro. In fact, we should have him on
the pod.
Yeah, we'll get him on the pod, bro. I'll hit him up, bro. We gonna connect. Maybe you can still do it, dude. You know,
yeah, I'm gonna do it. Maybe I could be like, I would love to work in dirt bikes.
That'd be sick.
I don't really know nothing about them, but they sound cool and they look cool.
Dude, I have a tinkering space in Iowa.
Oh!
We should go.
Yo, you gotta serve coffee too, though, Neil.
Of course.
Yeah.
You gotta do all those repairs.
Everyone's got. They're gonna to be on a edge. Coffee business.
Yeah.
Like, I once went to a cigar and suitcase shop.
Whoa.
What a combo.
What a combo.
Real gentleman vibe, dude.
Yeah.
The gentleman's hangout.
What do you think people go there for more?
Probably cigars? I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I don't
Nobody
know
knows, bro. That's
then all your luggage smells like cigars, dude.
Hell? What did you go for?
You never know, bro. People are traveling more or dying more.
I don't know. What did you go for?
I went for cigars.
Okay. Did you eye the suitcases? Were you like, well, now that
yeah,
I'm
they
here.
Look like they definitely look like the type of suitcases you would think are in a cigar shop.
Mm.
What are you thinking? Like what?
Leather bound.
Yes, leather bound.
Totally.
Brown. Yes.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Like a gold like belt around it.
Plastic. Yeah, definitely got a belt.
Yeah, yeah. There's no Samsonites in there.
No. No plastic hard shells.
None of that, bro. The home of the brave.
Yeah.
That's home of the
brave.
Bro.
Home of the Brave is embroidered on the...
Yeah, Home of the Brave is embroidered on every piece thing on there.
I went to a cigar shop once with a friend of mine, Andrew Stanley, fantastic comic. Shout out to Andrew.
Hey, shout out.
And we were in the middle of nowhere in Georgia, and I looked so out of place. Everyone else was like a sheriff or like a security guard. They all worked with like guns, kind of. And I was not enjoying the cigars, and they could tell. Like,
oh, my God.
Even the lady was like, you good, sweetie?
Yeah.
These guys,
like, do you have any orange soda? I truly was like, I need someone to wash this taste out of my mouth. Do you have any Sprite?
A guy just shoots the ceiling.
What did you say? What the hell did you say?
Taking a nice lean 15.
Oh, there you go. That sounds so good.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this thing, it fucking melted my phone, bro.
Like, bro, we gotta not sit on this.
These lights are so hot.
They're so hot. They burn you.
What the heck?
It's gonna
dude, no other pod is trying to start a fire.
What was y'all's favorite activity during gym class?
Bro, dude, we had a gym teacher that was so, Mr. Hampton. He like only wore sweatsuits, big burly Polish guy,
tight.
Toothpick and gum every day.
Both?
Yeah. Yeah, just
started
chewing.
Started screaming. Chewing. It's crazy. Both is crazy.
Which was, in hindsight, probably dip.
Oh.
And he was dipping. Yeah, sure. But, dude, dip. Mr. Hampton would make these, like, thematic, like, mazes within the gym.
Whoa.
So you'd, like, it'd be, like, the Valentine's Day one, and he'd make, like, the tunnel of love. You had to crawl through little springboards.
Whoa.
And dude,
so
it was,
what,
like...
like, obstacle courses?
Yeah, essentially. We were, like,
oh,
little
this
mice.
Guy cared about his job.
But he really what cared, man. Yeah, Mr. Hampton was a shit.
Wow, one bad experience in his childhood, and he would have been like a psychotic serial killer, like making mazes in his basement for his victims.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he really
yeah.
had an affinity for mazes.
He's the guy from Saw.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he was one traumatic event away from being Jigsaw. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just kept it together and was like, making the only type of mazes that are acceptable.
He was like, do you want to play a game in the nicest way possible?
Play a game, and winner gets 10 extra minutes of recess. Loser gets a lollipop. Everyone wins.
Everybody.
Everyone just get physical activity.
No, you're right. That guy should be looked into, dude. That doesn't feel right at all.
Oh. Yeah, he seems like he just had a love for the maze, and that's cool that he was able to use it as a good outlet.
You know? Yeah, just the effort, you know, was really impressive. What about you guys? What would you like in jail?
Because the other job for a maze maker is... to make the maze on the back of cereal boxes. And there's only like three of those jobs out there. You know?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of guys making the mazes for the Cocoa Puffs
and that,
cereal.
And that's if the cereal box decides to go with the maze.
Yeah, because sometimes right. they go in word search.
Yeah, and
spot
now,
the difference.
Now you're like trying to kill the word search guy.
Yeah.
So you could
get
your maze on.
In there. And if you really love mazes, you're probably making freaky complicated ones. And that's not really great for the Lucky Charms box. Because you really want a kid to be able to solve it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't that's be really crazy. Going maze crazy.
Dang, man.
Maze crazy.
Yeah, so you kind of want to.
Just in the lab scribbling.
You went paper. Maze crazy.
Are you kidding? Nobody's figuring this out. Kids are having aneurysms.
The head of the CIA.
We gotta get this guy.
Yeah, maybe it's your sugar cereal. Kill this man.
Gotta get this guy at Guantanamo. Yeah, that guy sounds awesome.
Dude, one
yeah,
guy.
That guy, nice?
That guy sounds cool.
Oh, Mr. Hampton was the shit. Yeah. Was the shit, yeah. Dude. Yeah, that's but sick. those maze people, the Wordle people, they get off on some. Oh, that's my foot.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. I just want to let you know.
I had a teacher like that who was I don't know what type of brain this guy was, but he almost got on Jeopardy,
no.
Which is like a very hard thing to do.
Yeah,
totally. And he was your gym teacher?
No, he was an English teacher in 10th grade. Tight. But every day we would ask him, like, yo, who created the dryer?
Yo, we're prepping him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Michael Whirlpool.
And he knew the answer every time. You know what
right.
I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. And then, like, we gave him, like, somebody's phone number on the first day, and he repeated on the last day.
Whoa.
Yeah, this guy was.
This guy sounds like a witch.
And he still didn't get on Jeopardy.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Standards are too high, man.
No, he didn't get on. I don't know how he didn't get on.
Damn. Jeopardy's
got
too
high. I
think
he would have crushed it. Mr. Parr, dude. That guy was smart as shit.
What a beast.
Is he still teaching?
Nice guy, too. I don't know. I don't be rolling back like that.
You got to find this guy, Mr. Parr. Mr. Parr, if you're listening. Reach out. We would love to have
Please,
you.
Please, we'd love to have you.
Oh, dude, Mr. Parr. Dude, I'm going to hit up Mr. Parr.
I would love a whiz kid on the pod.
Be on the podcast.
Just throw facts out.
If Mr. Parr was laying next to us, I mean, we would need a wider frame because Mr. Parr, you know
big
what
guy?
I mean? Yeah,
big
but
guy. I
about
love
four
that.
Over.
But, yeah, that'd be sick.
That's tight. what was your favorite gym activity, bro? I was a big capture the flag guy, bro.
Capture the flag was fucking sick.
I was kind of beast at it.
Oh,
I was
my
a
God, that was
kid.
Sick.
I was shifty. My L1 R1
great
my
answer.
Was kind of nasty, and so I was a juke machine.
That's a great answer.
Funny, I love that. Were you one of the ones that were just like runners, like you could just get through everybody, or did you have to wait for the game to develop, and then like strike?
It depends on what the other team's giving you. You know, if you look at their squad and you go, okay, they got a bunch of
hitters over there.
Yeah.
Then I think we see like who gets out and how the field clears up. But mm-hmm. if they're not looking so hot, ambush.
Ambush.
Full tilt. Yes. All offense. Everybody. Run in.
Yes.
And so it kind of depends on what the other team is showing you on their front.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I would.
Yeah, you have to sense the weakness in the 10-year-old.
Yes, totally, bro.
This Spotty. Boy is weak.
Yeah, big capture the flag. And then I don't remember the name of this one, but we had this game where it was like dodgeball, right? But on each side of the so the gym divided into two teams here,
mm-hmm.
throwing balls. And then each team had a traffic cone with a ball on top of it. And you could win by either getting everyone on the other team out by hitting them with a dodgeball,
okay.
or knocking the ball off the traffic cone.
I think that's just like an amendment dodgeball.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I don't remember. We called it something else, but that was also so fun, bro.
Damn.
Because if your ball fell off, even by accident, if you bumped into it, the other team wins. So it was like you got to protect that one and make sure you don't get out.
That's cool.
So you could knock the balls out.
Yeah, you could win by either knocking everyone out straight dodgeball style or you somehow knock it off the cone and you win.
But it was two teams.
That's it was two teams.
Fun, dude.
It was so much fun.
Bro,
so much
they
fun.
Had a capture a flag, definitely. That got the people going.
Yeah.
If people said capture the, if he said capture the flag,
it was up.
Everybody was going fucking wild,
totally,
right?
As they should.
But there was this other one, free for all dodgeball, and this made people like create factions.
I hear that.
You know what I mean?
So every man for himself.
Every man for himself. It's like 100 kids.
We're
all going hard.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then you're like making teams. Then you're betraying people.
Yeah. You start a group, you end a group.
Yeah.
Betrayal.
Oh my God.
That shit was sick.
It sounds like a zombie play.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
So
it was fun. Oh, it was chaotic as fuck.
It's funny that we you naturally just did that. You have to betray. At a certain point,
you're one every man for himself situation.
Yeah, you were trying to win, bro.
Trying to
I don't
win.
Think I ever won, man.
It's hard. Every man for himself.
100 kids also.
You get kind of lucky, bro.
I did that in paintball. We went paintballing 50 people.
What?
And then one of the games was your zombies are coming up to this big-ass castle. Mm. They have this big-ass castle, right?
Yeah.
And you're like a fucking regular person. And if the zombie hits you, you got to go back out all the way down this hill, and you got to come back up as a zombie.
Oh.
And it's like a 30-minute game.
Yeah.
Whoa. And me and my boy were the last ones standing. That was thrilling as fuck, bro.
That sounds incredible.
I was shooting people in the head, bro.
You all should learn a lesson from this. Don't be like Jake. These are the consequences.
Wow, gym was awesome.
Gym was so great.
We should have like state mandated gym class, bro. I think it'll be good for all of our brains.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have
adult gym classes.
Yeah, where the government just goes, all right, 3:30 to 4 every day. You gotta go.
That'd be mad funny. Like, y'all not doing enough for us, yo. Where's my capture the flag?
You know? Yeah, the good neighborhoods have like great gym facilities. The poor neighborhoods are stuck playing like dodgeball with like ratty balls.
I mean, you're right. That would
absolutely happen.
That'd
be
great.
That would help.
Though.
Like everybody in society stops what they're doing for that half hour. Like
you know how in Spain they do siesta where they just like drink wine and have like a grapefruit or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they really do.
Yeah.
Where they have like Iberico ham after lunch. But I think we should do it, but we just get like swollen, get some cardio in.
I love that.
And it's state mandated. Like nobody works.
The only way to get us to do that would be like, guys, China is coming.
Yeah.
We must start playing dodgeball at lunch.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
China's coming. They're going to want to play dodgeball.
China's coming, and they're going to play dodgeball for our economy. That's the only way to do it. You're 100% right.
Dang, man. Another one in gym class that I loved was the field day where you would like take a parachute out to the field and
get under it,
lifts it up and goes under it.
That's so sick.
Whoa, I don't even remember that.
You remember this? Do you remember it? You got a parachute.
Huge parachute.
Everybody gets around it. Yep. And then you grab it, and then you go, and then you sit under it. And then it becomes this like big dome, like a big bubble.
Yeah.
Nah.
You didn't do that?
We ain't had the budget.
Bro,
it's not. I don't think it was really expensive.
Big parachute sounds expensive, bro.
I'm pretty sure it was like a used carnival tent.
Yeah, it was certainly like ours looked gross. It was
all patched together.
Yeah.
Different colors, some grime on it.
And then every time without fail, our gym teacher would like make a hole in it or something, and then it would all deflate, and we'd all have to crawl out. it was always like fun, you know.
That's so fun. You didn't do that?
No.
Dang, man. I'm sorry, dude.
Man, let's start a splinter pod.
parachute.
Yeah. Parachute pod. Let's parachute off this
sinking ship. I can't believe you didn't do that. I feel like that was like Universal 2000.
Soul Circus. Soul Circus.
Maybe it's not a coastal thing.
Maybe. You're right.
The coasts. We're playing. Yeah,
maybe the ocean was too close for us.
Yeah, would have gotten drifted away.
Yeah, you know. You ever think about that?
What else? I feel like we all grew up in places where it got really cold for a few months, and then we would do like weird games. You know, like
in the winter.
Yeah, where you'd have to do gym inside every day for a few months. Like I mean, like kids in California, kids in Texas.
Well, that's where they came out with that zombie shit.
Right, we did.
Yeah,
but I think in the colder states for like 3-4 months, you are doing gym inside the whole time.
Yes, that's so true.
I feel like we played some weird games. Like, obviously, we're doing basketball.
Yeah, we did basketball.
The pacer test.
That was such a humiliating day.
Bro, I was kind of.
Oh, I couldn't do pull-ups, dude.
I couldn't do pull-ups either. That was mine.
Oh yeah, pull-ups are hard. Pull-ups are hard.
Fine at running.
Yeah.
Fine at the sit-ups, push-ups, but the pull-ups are so hard, man.
Yeah, pull-ups, you need, like, all of your muscles, and no kid was doing pull-ups for real.
Yeah, right? Some, like, Captain America mutant.
Yeah.
Nah, some kids were doing it, bro.
Yeah, there's definitely kids that, like...
They're like, yo, they're going places in life.
Yeah.
That's how it made you feel.
Oh, man.
I was good at the pacer.
Hey, honey.
What was the pacer again?
Oh, bro, so everyone lines up on one side of the basketball gym, and then it goes, it beeps, and then you have until the other beep to make it to the other side.
But you gotta pick up the blocks?
No, you just literally run to the other side of the gym.
Yeah.
And then the beeps get faster as the number goes on, so it goes, one, doop,
doop. This is like Squid Game.
Kind of.
It's a little bit Squid Game. Hey, it's Navy. Sorry, guys. Navy. Is this okay?
Yo, no, Navy.
Okay, great.
Shout out to Navy. Navy.
So you were doing a Squid Game, elementary school Squid Games.
Yeah, it was really humiliating because it announced the number, and if you didn't make it to the other side by the time the other beep hit, everyone would see it. You'd have to walk away from the gym.
How high would it get?
To 100.
275.
Yeah. 276. I mean, maybe it went up higher. I don't think we saw anyone make it past like 110 or anything.
Okay.
Whoa.
Because it was literally like, doot, doot. And then you'd have to be on the other side.
Wait, we didn't have that either.
You didn't have a pacer?
No.
Did you go to school, Donish?
I went every day, bro. No pacer.
No parachute.
No parachute.
No parachute.
Would you guys just hoop a lot? You play some
hoops. We played football.
Yeah.
Played baseball.
Well, football in the winter was fun.
Yeah.
We used to, my friend had a Super Bowl party, then we would go out to his cul-de-sac
during halftime
and just play tackle.
Yes, dude. 100%.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, crazy.
I thought I was going to go to the NFL, dude.
Really?
As a kid? For sure. I wanted to be Steve Smith. I wanted to be like a wide
out. Wow.
And go to the NFL.
Bro, I loved the games, dude. I was like so into every player, trading players, fantasy drafts.
I know, dude.
That was my shit.
You just had more time as a kid to do that shit.
Yes.
To be like, let me look up Ed Reed's stat line. And you can still do it as an adult, but.
Totally.
Oh, my God. You got to have dedication.
Well, that's kind of what sports podcasts are.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Did you know Eddie George broke the Ricky Williams record at the University of Tennessee?
Like, what? Yeah.
Eddie George was a vibe.
I wanted to actually, before I did stand-up, I did try to get, it's a very hard school to get into. I didn't have the grades for it, but I tried to get into UGA and their journalism school. I wanted to be a sports writer.
Dude, you really? Would have been so good at that.
Whoa. Yeah, I did that for my high school newspaper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I was the sports.
Didn't
like,
you play
editor.
Football too?
Yeah. So I just.
Would you play the game?
Shauna was really great tonight.
Let's see it. Let's talk to him about his performance.
You guys heard of this guy, God Kindy?
Like, it sounds like him.
This guy's got some recruiters eyeing him this way.
Just make and him. He doesn't have a date to the prom.
He's a 5-star dancer and quite a gentleman.
Let's see what he has to say about tonight's game. I take my disguise off. Yeah, man, great game. Thank you for y'all.
It's a Donish mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, man!
Yeah, I can't believe you're a ringer, dude.
In the
did thing. You even play football, or did you just write yourself into the?
I never played. Just, never play. Well, actually, there's a paper trail saying that I did play. So actually, there's a paper trail.
I didn't play him. Who got 11 tackles in this article?
11 tackles monster game, bro. 11 tackles is so silly. That's so awesome.
768 passing and receiving yards.
How did he do
good
that?
Candy. Really a spectacular guy.
People are hitting me up. College recruiters are like, we've just read about your insane numbers.
Yeah. It's a Denzel Washington type.
No, that is sick. That would be like if Pat Mahomes was also on First Take every day.
Yeah, I know. Just talking about the Chiefs.
Pat's great. Yeah. He's like really
not
strong.
Not a bad Pat Mahomes.
I've never done it before. Thank
it's
you.
It's really funny.
It's kind of Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, he kind of sounds Kermit-y.
I mean... Pat, really sweet guy.
Hold on.
Loves his family.
What
do you think, Skip?
Big hat you're wearing. Pat!
Oh, this? Oh, my God. The newsy hat?
Yeah.
Dude, do you guys want, you keep track of this Brittany Mahomes thing. Do you guys care about that? Or
I don't know what's happening. Brittany, I know she's kind of cringy.
She's just, I watched that quarterback show on Netflix.
Yeah, great show.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's and Pat Mahomes is one of the characters on it.
Right.
And Brittany Mahomes, so she's an ardent Trump supporter, public Trump supporter.
Oh,
so
wow.
Take that for what you will.
Oh.
And she also
yeah.
runs a soccer franchise, which is really impressive. Mm. But the dynamic between her and Pat, she's like.
She seems to annoy him.
Yeah, right. You know, and it's one of those where. Damn, I don't know how to say this without feeling kind of weird about saying it, but like it's like, yeah, we both got here. You know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean? She's like, she's taking credit for
Like
how
Pat's,
good he is at football.
Yeah, and the luck and the skill and the work that he had to put into it's like,
right.
Yeah, we both got.
Oh, she needed to hear that she wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Yeah,
right.
She never heard that record, bro.
Right,
wow.
right. Whose record is that?
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Oh yeah. I don't know that. I want to delete that probably.
Why? That's okay. You didn't say anything crazy.
Okay, cool. I don't want to diminish like her time sacrifice and commitment to
him. Man. We owe this woman nothing.
This woman ain't shit, bro. Also,
this is not a close.
Also, bro, she voted for Trump, and then she owns a soccer team, which is like the most pro-immigrant shit of all time.
I know, that's so funny. It's so funny to be pro-ice and soccer. You can't be pro-ice and pro-soccer.
How do you expect to build a soccer team?
Look, guys, we're having trouble recruiting.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, bro.
You dumbass.
Pro, okay. You can't be pro-Gestapo and pro-soccer. Really antithetical.
Yeah,
you
bro.
Can be pro fencing and pro ice.
Yeah,
you can be pro skiing,
or like pro acting.
Sure,
yeah, that makes sense, you know. But pro soccer,
yeah, you can't be.
You gotta go to the slums, bro. You gotta get the immigrants involved, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's like, yeah, you can't be pro baseball and pro ice. You can't do it.
Totally.
It's kind of hard.
She seemed like a bad owner.
Well, I'm glad you guys said it.
She
owns a soccer team, is pro ice, and you know what, man? I don't know.
Yeah, every time she was on the show, I remember just seeing her on camera. Mm. She would be really enthusiastic, and then it felt like Patrick Mahomes was like, Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, she wants to throw a party where we, like, kind of put glitter on everything. But I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of just, like, down for whatever kind of tolerating.
Yes, yes, like, the lifestyle
stuff.
Yeah, she got a stretch limo to the game.
Yeah, she was doing all this crazy stuff.
I'm going to the facility 4 hours earlier, so I'm not even going to get to ride in it. But, no, Britney's doing Britney.
I feel like he was the type of guy that would be happy with, like, lawn chair in the living room, TV on the floor.
Yes. And, a kiddie pool for his feet.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Icing after a game.
Yeah.
But it feels like she likes the glitz, bro.
The glitz, the glam. Her. Yeah. But yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I have not.
That's my guy. I love watching Mahomes.
He's fast. He's a great player. He's
so good.
Lamar Jackson is my favorite to watch.
Lamar's the best,
dude. He's so fun to watch.
Oh, my God.
It's like the closest we get to Mike Vick.
Yes.
Vick was fucking sick.
Mike Vick was so fun to watch.
Oh, my God.
Every player you would, like, tune in. And just.
Bro, he was so sick that one commercial where he, like, threw 100 yards, I thought that was real.
Yeah. I believed that, too.
Yeah.
Just
like, and you can throw 100 yards.
That's like,
I knew it.
When Kobe jumped over the car.
Yeah.
That's like, you're like, yo, this guy could do anything.
Yeah.
That's when like. Dude, I was such a Kobe fan when he passed. You know, I was very sad. It's actually the only time I cried over, like, a celebrity death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I was like, man, I was telling my wife, I was like, yo, Kobe could have jumped out the helicopter.
Totally, bro.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're not wrong, bro.
Just like believing in somebody so much, dude.
Oh, my God.
I believed in him so much.
You just pump up the Mambas.
You're lucky he was retired.
Yeah. He becomes a helicopter.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
Whoa, he's an Autobot.
Yeah. I believe in him. Kobe. I believe him so much, dude.
I believe if anybody could
R.I.P.
be an Autobot,
Kobe, dude.
It would be Kobe Bryant, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
man.
Mike Vick, though.
This episode purple for you, dog.
Yeah.
Yo.
For Mamba,
man. Mike, I remember Mike Vick being so fast in Madden, like a
99
speed.
Yes.
Oh,
bro.
He was unbeatable.
You cutting with him on the sticks.
You could like go all the way back.
Yeah. And honestly, an advantage if you gave him space, you could just really take off.
Oh man.
Mike,
dude, and when he came back for the Eagles, that was such
he was
honestly
really
so
good.
Heartwarming.
I know.
That was sick.
I think we were too hard on Mike Vick.
I agree.
that's kind of a crazy
thing. That's the era of black quarterbacks in the NFL where they didn't really want black people playing quarterback.
Yeah, because it was him, Donovan McNabb.
They were uncomfortable with
Culpepper,
that, bro.
Steve McNair.
They would just pull the plug on like people who were dominant.
Yeah, and then after that, I think, and really, like, when he was on the Eagles, I think that's when we had Vince Young.
You even see that this week with, like, Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah.
He you never seen something where, like, a dude was supposed to be taken in, like, the top five.
Right.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Right.
Drops
that hard. Maybe you drop to the 20s.
Right.
Or maybe the 30s.
Yeah.
But the fifth round, bro.
I know.
Crazy. You know what I mean? It got racism written all over it.
Yeah.
this black man feels like he's entitled and we don't like that.
Yeah. This guy's confident in interviews. you know, I think
and
it's
his chain. The swag is crazy.
This guy thinks he's in charge of his own career.
Dude, it's like those interviewers interviewing the Williams sisters when they're like 14. Like,
I know.
So
they
you're
like so hard on them.
So you're confident.
And they're like, yeah, we're like kind of the best tennis players alive, especially at our age.
How do you say that?
No, he probably overplayed his hand, Shedeur, but
it's a great opportunity, man. If he can turn the Browns around for like even 6 to 8 weeks, it'll be a successful rookie season.
Yeah, totally.
You know, but it's a great opportunity for him. That narrative is right there for him. They didn't take me to the fifth round. I remember every single name.
Wow, that's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be cool, man. I hope he succeeds.
Me too.
I really do. I really do. And for the Browns.
Wow. Yeah.
Sponsor of the show.
What as an Iowa guy, what team did you root for?
I was a Bears fan.
Really?
Bears fan, yeah.
Hell yeah. Go Caleb.
Yeah.
Go Caleb, go Caleb, go Caleb,
I
go.
Currently am not super hot on football in general, but
I see.
I do hope Caleb does well. I was well, the
did you sour on Concussion? Did that bring you out of it?
Wait, what Concussion?
The movie.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Did you remember that? You remember that? That scene was fucking sick, dude.
Bro,
tell the
Will.
Truth.
Will.
Yo, I was like, yo, I was getting chills, dude.
Damn, dude.
I know, dude.
That's yeah. Will Smith?
Yeah, that's Will Smith.
Oh, we gotta watch. I gotta watch that. I haven't seen that.
Kind of a sad movie, but it's good.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, it is very sad.
Tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Is he from Africa?
No. Yeah, I'm just kidding. He is.
He's from the Bronx. He kind of missed on this one.
He kind of just decided to do this accent midway through the movie. And half the scenes have that accent.
We could not hide it in post. It's a train wreck.
6 weeks into production, he just decided to do the Nigerian accent. And
he had to start getting prepared for another movie. Yeah. He just couldn't delay it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to be method. Like, what the fuck? We have like 12 more scenes this year.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be in Madagascar.
Yeah. Madagascar is making way more money than this. I gotta do the Madagascar cheetah for this.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
That's really funny.
I invest. That's not in the script, dude.
They do it. Scene to scene, it's a different. Is an American one voice. One scene, next scene, he's doing Nigerian voice.
That'd be great. That'd be like some avant-garde shit. Like 50 years from now.
Yeah, you'd be like, what?
He did good accent work, dude. Yeah. That's always tricky.
He was kind of sick as the joke.
Yeah. Cool. Have you guys ever done like accent stuff?
Oh my god!
For auditions?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I have.
What was yours, Danish?
I did
Asian voice.
Animated show that I didn't get, which was number one, Happy Family, which was like a pretty big character. They wanted accent.
Yeah,
and then one with no accent.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What kind of accent did they ask for?
Like a brown accent. Yeah.
Brown accent?
Yeah.
That's like pretty vague, right? Like, how do you?
Yeah,
what
like
do you mean?
Pakistani, Indian, South Asian accent. Yeah.
Just vague. Kind of your home accent.
It is vague, actually. Yeah, yeah. It's up to like your own interpretation.
The actor, yeah, that's cool.
Then there was a dude who hit me up for a short. It didn't end up working out, but he wanted me to do it in an accent. And then the English was very broken, so I like kind of rewrote it into like more eloquent English. Because I think that's something people, I don't know if like people know that. It's like, bro, these guys like study English at a very young age.
Yeah.
If they grow up in South, they love language.
Yeah.
Urdu, Hindi, there's such poetic languages.
Yeah.
You know, all the languages from that region,
yeah,
they try to.
And
you know,
oftentimes those
poetry.
Guys
yeah.
have a more academic understanding of English, so they are using words like
very properly.
Yeah, properly.
Oh, have you ever seen like the Indians that live there do stand up?
Yeah,
it's like all wordplay.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like
a lot of wordplay. Right.
They say curtains up. Why did they say up?
Curtains move to the side.
Oh, yeah.
It's the sitar doing the sign
and
everything.
And then people are there like, yeah, this is what we want.
Yeah. They're smart guys.
Yeah.
Really curtains? What about guard out?
Yeah.
Some guy in India. Fuck! This guy's ripped out of the podcast.
Puts crosses it out on his whiteboard.
I need to go for a walk to clear my head.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's so, very so you wrote it into more.
Yeah, proper. Yeah.
It didn't work out.
No, that one didn't work out.
Bummer. That's
But yeah, I've never had to do it on the. Actually, when I the episode I did for Number One Happy Family, I did a character in season two.
Oh, dope!
I did have to do an accent. And I did one without an accent, but then I ended up going with the accent on the day of.
Nice.
They wanted it.
Yeah. Nigerian doctor.
Yeah, I went with Nigerian doctor. Tell the truth! I just kept saying that over and over again.
No, the scene is you're ordering from a halal car.
Tell the truth!
It's halal.
It's halal or not.
Yeah, it's halal.
Sean Aquaxpire with the chocolate. Very sweet. Very nice.
Whoa. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, when I was a younger comedian and I didn't have the sensibilities that I have now, or I wasn't, like, as sure of them, I was more like, I'll never do an accent in my life.
Sure.
And then I think that is, like, super dismissive of, like, a lot of the people that feel represented by you but actually do have an accent.
Totally. Mm.
You know what I mean? Sure. And you're a performer.
Sure.
And so, like, it's cool to represent them, bro. It's like, it's not a...
As long as they...
I'm less than because I have an accent. That's kind of what you're saying.
Yes,
you're like, I'll never do an accent.
Yeah, I
think that's...
that. To me, that feels the same level of liberal as I don't see color.
Yeah.
You know? Sure, sure. Because you're like, oh, yeah, we're all equal. But it's not unequal to be of color or unequal to be a guy with an accent.
Right.
You just from a different spot and you just acknowledging that.
That's
you know?
Exactly what it is. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just, I think that that's why, like, a lot of people that grew up here didn't really fuck with Apu. But a lot of my Desi friends really had no problem. They were like, he's a complex character. He's got his own shit going on. Yeah. He just happens to have an accent. And then a lot of stuff that he does in the show, like, changing the expiration dates and stuff. My friends whose dads had convenience stores were like, yeah, we were doing that. That shit is not, Doritos do not expire.
It's actually a really authentic telling
of that
immigrant story of owning a convenience store.
Yeah, because he was like a guy that everyone relied on in the community. He knew everybody.
Yes,
and he was just kind of like
trying
to make a buck.
He was a great character, like a good person.
Super complex character. He like had to deal with infidelity.
Yes.
Like that's such a heavy topic for
and he was pulling bitches. Bro, like Apu was pulling mad bit, and then you know Hari Kondo, you know, he never pulled like Apu did, bro. And that's that shit. You never pulled like Apu did, and then you got upset, bro.
That's great.
That's really what it is, bro. If I'm gonna be real,
dude, he bought a Corvette. Busting Prince. Wait, why aren't they coming after me? Like
Yeah, I remember no one had a problem with it as a kid, and then I feel like the documentary came out. And then when the documentary came out, I was like, oh, maybe there's an issue.
Then
I talked to my friend about it, whose dad owned the convenience stores. My buddy, very American guy, he lives in Georgia, normal dude, like, fantastic guy. And he was like, oh, my dad, like, loves Apu. He was like, yes, this is my guy.
I bet you since Apu has gone, dude, now we have less brown store owners.
In media.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, and now, dude.
Now we're all tech CEOs.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, and we're not. They're not getting shot 9 times. Still coming to work with a smile.
Yeah, they're not members of the community. Tech CEOs bring nothing to us except for, you know, Snapchat.
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah, the descent into the technological dystopic era that we're entering.
I like Hank Azaria. He did a good job. I do think
it would have been
cool if they like eventually switched over to a brown dude.
I agree 100%.
That would have been sick.
100%.
You know, like, yo, Hank, train this dude. Train me mesh.
Yeah.
Such a different vibe.
Bro, they have so much. They could get Shah Rukh Khan.
Welcome to my place.
I mean, there's certainly brown voice actors out there that would have done a great job. Or get a guy with an accent to just pull up and do them.
Get your DoorDash guy.
Truly.
Pivol.
Because Hank also, Azaria, he also voiced like 4 other characters. It's not like he would be out of work.
Right, no. He did Mo.
Yeah.
Mo's one of my favorite characters in The Simpsons, man.
Yeah,
they all have really a lot of like tragedy in their lives.
Yeah,
and
well-rounded.
Yeah, the lesson is family is where you can find it.
Yeah, love is the main thing.
Yeah,
you should
exactly. But
that was my favorite show growing up.
Mine too, bro.
Yeah,
because we didn't. My dad was like weirdly against cable. I don't know if he wanted to save money or he was like it's too much TV. But so I would watch Simpsons every day. We watch King of the Hill into Simpsons, and then probably Get Off. You know, before, I don't even know what was after that.
Nice.
Family Guy. Anyways.
That's a good love that combo. Show. Yeah.
Bro, but yeah, Simpsons and then In Living Color came on like at some point.
Nighttime. I only
watched that after night, bro. Like an adult.
Yeah.
Really good.
In Living Color.
Taking that lean in Living Color. Jim Carrey was definitely on lean.
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
Something. An upper, maybe. Holy shit.